Hello? Hello?
Hi, good morning, Curtis?
Yes, honey.
Good morning. Well, thank you very much for answering my call. I'm so happy that I was able to reach you.
Yeah, two times you rung, right? I was on the phone with my sister.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Do you want me to call you back?
Yeah, I'm done.
Great, thank you.
Woods deer hunting.
Well, okay, well, I was actually just calling because I got your email, and I responded back, but I don't know if you've seen it. Usually I'm out of the office by 5 p.m., so I wasn't able to...
What time is 5 p.m. when it was 5 p.m. here?
It is also 5, so...
It's 6 hours, ain't it? Durbin's? What time you got now?
So it's right now, it is 11:59.
What time?
Yeah. 11:59, but instead of morning, it's a.m.
P.m.?
Yes.
Did you say 11. P.m.?
Yes.
It's night, right?
Yeah, it's night.
See, we're just starting out. I ain't even got out of bed.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there waiting on the pain pill to work.
Right. So it's morning on your end, but it's, you know, evening on my end.
I'm glad they did send me two titles. The first one wasn't it.
Oh, but good.
They hadn't sent me the second title along with that. We've been screwed. But I didn't get it.
That is good news.
They sent me a title to a vehicle I hadn't had for 30 years.
Wow, that's so good to hear. I think that's just the title that we need. First, you move forward with, you know, the closing.
It's a Ripman.
I'm sorry, Ripman?
Ripman, double wide.
Gotcha, okay.
I couldn't remember the name of it.
Got it.
It was 95. Model
995. Wow.
But I would like for you to Gmail me so that I can attach it to it to make sure I'm sending it to the right person.
Okay. I did, but let me send you another email after this call, so you can, if you can, like, take a picture of it, that would be great, so I can send it to our attorney. Thank you. And, you know, Curtis, we would be needing, like, an actual copy of that deed as well.
I didn't try to cut you off the other day, you just talking to me tonight or whatever. I didn't feel good.
Oh.
I'm having trouble with my hip.
Sorry about that.
It's okay, honey. People get all cranky when they hurt, and I didn't want to talk hypo with you because you seem like such a nice person. I know you work hard for your money.
Thank you.
And I didn't want to be mean with you because you might end up being my wife. I'm looking forward to that.
I think you're very nice, though, so...
No, I'm just carrying on with... But if I was a young man, if I thought I could get hooked up with you, I sure would. You would have me. You seem so nice.
Thank you.
You know, being nice, it don't matter what you look like on the outside, it's what's on the inside that counts.
Yes. I appreciate that.
I'm not ugly. You're not ugly. You're beautiful.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
But you, as you can tell, you got a good heart. You sound so nice.
That means a lot.
I don't know if it's just a part of your job or what, but you do seem very nice.
I'm usually
a long ways. Being nice, don't it?
thank you.
I'm trying to be nice with everybody.
I think you're very nice, though, so.
I had a man call me the other day and tell me if I was going to come and get my car because I defaulted the loan. And I paid my car off. Wanted me to send them money, and I told them no. I wouldn't send them not one red cent. Said I owed $2,500 and made the man that said if I was coming here hooking to the car. I said, y'all may not want to do that. That could be very dangerous.
Gosh. Right.
You understand? It seemed like, you know, I got record where I paid for my car from the bank. And it's just some hacker, you know. And,
for 25? For 25, you said? $25?
Yeah, I was wanting $2,500.
Oh, $2,500. That's a lot of money.
See, I had $34,000 stolen out of my box while I was in the hospital. And I reported to the sheriff's department. And my two children identified the man that took it.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't done nothing with him. Took half of my retirement.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. That's unfortunate.
That's why I said I didn't want to live there no more. I'm going to see a note on the ride more, and I'm going to take a pop at him.
Right.
You got to watch, you know, stuff like get all bundled up inside of you, and you don't watch your actions. You know what I'm trying to say? I take over.
Yeah. Well, I mean, things happen, but I just hope that that's not going to happen to you just moving forward or anyone moving
forward.
Yeah. Well.
You know who our president is now, don't you?
Yeah.
Trump. He's good. He don't take no bull off other countries. He stands a firm ground, which I don't want our country using nuclear power. I don't think no country ought to use nuclear bombs. That's a very dangerous thing to start with nuclear bombs.
Right.
You know, you take these wars with just the regular bombs, you think of the women and children.
I know.
You know, I don't think they sit and think about stuff like that. They ain't only killing the soldiers. When they go to firing into these cities and stuff, you got the old and you got the crippled and you got
little
children and you got the women and you got the civilians. You know what I'm saying?
It's very unfortunate, very sad. I agree with you.
This time of the day, like we're living, everybody, you know, I used to pay to see these carnival things. You know, they have a set up in tents and things.
Right.
Where you pay to see the bearded lady and the tattoo lady and
there's no carnival anymore. Is there like still carnival?
Carnivals is on the streets. You see that every day now. You want to see a woman or some young girl, just go to town. They all tattooed up in the face and piercings all over her face. I don't think you're like that.
Hey,
No.
You talked to me about that in the past, and you've even asked me if I have, like, tattoos, and I told you I don't.
Yeah.
Right.
Not in your face and all over your body. Like I got this niece. She is a beautiful girl. And tattooed her face up and her neck and all of her arm and what they call sleeve tattoos and stuff.
It's called sleeve tattoos, yeah.
Yeah. She just ruined her body. I wouldn't I wouldn't want a wife like that. Where's your mother? I don't see her. I'd be ashamed to show a kid to my mother, you know.
That's how they want to live, Curtis. I mean, cannot do anything about that, unfortunately.
Why in the world do kids and girls like that want to do stuff like that? I've answered that on Facebook to several different ones. I haven't gotten a reply since. I put it on there, and it's been over a year now. Not the first one is answered.
Right.
Why did they do that? I don't know. The man
I'm
is
not exactly not the right person to ask as well because, you know, it's kind of the same. I don't disagree with you, but I think it's just like the way they want to live.
Yeah. And then you got the film of speech. Well, I assume not to hear that kind of talk, you know, the L word, the GD word.
Oh, no.
I believe in my God. And I'm not going to use GD, you know what I'm saying? You know.
I'm happy to hear that.
They use God and then the other part, I don't go for that. People want to call Jesus Christ and.
Yeah, I told you were very nice. I told you were very nice.
It's awful. I don't like to hear it. So I will take a picture of that thing and send it to you.
Okay. That would be amazing. Also, Curtis, I know that your hip is, you know, aching and you're not feeling very well, but my boss is just... He really wants to get a copy. I know we've talked about this in the past, and you're not. I mean, it's not okay. Like sending, I don't think it's okay sending it with a mail. But from Richmond, he's really willing to drive up there this afternoon or maybe tomorrow morning to get a copy or to get the actual title. That you got from the DMV. I mean, is that going to be possible for us to set that up? Just maybe a couple of minutes. It's going to be really quick.
I'm going to Gmail it. I'm going to Gmail it to you.
I understand, but our attorneys would need the actual copy of it, like the original copy of it, for us to move forward with the closing. I'll be happy to get the picture of it, but the attorneys would require the actual title for us to close. And I'm just hoping.
Then it'd be my title to the property.
I'm sorry. It
next
is?
Next, it'd be the title to my property and the title to the double wide. Where is that going to leave me standing?
Well, that means that we'll be able to move forward with the closing and we'll be able to buy the property.
I'll send the title. Well, I'm sent to put your title and tax ticket to it. The taxes on the place that went up. I just want you to know that.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, we'll make sure to take care of that since we're acquiring the property. I think you don't have to worry about the taxes anymore. But, you know, we just really want to move forward with the closing. And for us to do that, we would be needing the original copy of the title, which you currently have. And, you know, my boss is really, just this morning when I got your email, I told him that you already had the title. And he said to really schedule, like, for us to be able to obtain the original copy. So, I mean... I'm gonna ask you if there's a way this afternoon that my boss can just drive up there. You know, Forrest, I know you met him in the past or talked to him in the past, but he's more than willing to be there.
He can get the title. He can get the title and the deed to the place. I had a deed. I have the copy of the deed from the courthouse.
I mean, that would be amazing if we can...
When I get the money, I give him the title to the double wide and to the property.
Well, Curtis, it doesn't really work that way.
Bring the money when he gets the title and stuff, and I'll send it all over.
Well, I mean, we actually don't have the money, actually, even. Our attorneys have it. So they are the one who's holding the money. And
I know that.
Once they got the deed, or, I mean, the title, that's the only time that they would be able to release it. You know what I'm saying? We don't even have it. The attorneys have the money on hold, and they're the only person authorized to release it. And they cannot do that if we don't have the original copy of the title, unfortunately. And, you know, if
that's
so,
proof.
So, I mean, if there's a way that we can schedule, I know what you're saying, that you want the money before you can even give us the title.
I will give you the copy to the double wide, but I'm not going to hand over my title to the my deed to the property.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be enough fire to work on.
Right. Well, we just need the one for the mobile home.
I give you that one.
Okay, awesome. That would be amazing if we can get that copy. Is there a way that we can, that Forrest can be there this afternoon? I think it's going to be 2 hours away from you. So, I don't know what time, like around 3 p.m. this afternoon would be okay with you.
Yes, pull in there at my bridge and have the person give me a phone call.
Okay.
And my son will be there to give it to him, and he will be recording.
Okay. No worries. I'll make sure to let Forrest know. So it's not going to be you. It's not going to be you who will be meeting us. It will be your son.
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be my son handing it to him.
Okay. What's
I'd let him know that I'm gonna let him add the title to the place, to the double act, but I'm not gonna give up my deed.
Okay.
Like when they come to the conclusion of making that payment that day, that be the day I sign it over.
Okay. Well, we just really need the title for the mobile home, and we should be good. That's the only thing that we really need for us to move forward, just the double wide, you said, for us to be able to clear. Because, you know, the land, the attorneys won't let us close without the title, for the
title
mobile home.
Double-wide.
Yeah,
right.
That's right, for the mobile home. But for the deed, We actually have it cleared, I think, on our end. We just really need that one thing, the mobile home title, for us to move forward. So, okay. Well, I will let Forrest know. And just to confirm, the address that you provided the last time was the 900. Let me see. I think I have it here.
That's,
I just wanted
900.
Backland Road. Okay.
Natural Bridge Station. 24579. It's very easy to find. You come up through Arnold's Valley and you turn there at the church. You come up through there about 2.5-3 miles. I'm the house on the right.
How's that on the
you
right?
You can't see it from down there at the road very well.
Oh, okay.
But it's a trash can, so it's right on the side of the road. Right at my driveway, on the right, coming
gotcha.
To my house.
You said that we will be meeting your son.
Oh, you turn on Backrun Road.
Turn on Backrun Road, and then a house on the
That's
right.
The name of it. You can't miss it. It's a little trailer park on the left, and it's an old gray looking store building. It's turned into a house now, and it's a church there on the right-hand side. Sits back. You can see that where you turn.
Okay.
on Back Run Road, speed limit 25. Be sure to stay on your side of the road. There's some crazy people.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You just don't know how this means to me and, like, you know, to my job. Like, I don't know, Curtis. My boss is just really wanting to, you know, really get this done. And I feel like we're very close to closing your property if we can really get that title for the mobile home. So, I will let him know that you agreed to actually for us
to the double
wide. Yep, this afternoon. He will be there around 3 p.m. But, you know, I will let you know. I'll provide your number if that's okay, and then he will call you.
Call, like, 10 minutes before he gets here.
10 minutes before he gets there. Okay.
Yeah. He should have GPS.
All right. Yes, should have. 10 minutes before he gets there, and then turn on the background road. Gotcha.
So my son will be there waiting. My son will probably be holding an umbrella.
All right.
Because it's raining on and off.
Gotcha. Your son's name, Curtis, I just wanted to confirm. So just to make sure that he'll be meeting the correct person.
His name is Dennis.
Dennis.
D-E-N-N-I-S.
Okay.
Dennis.
Thank you.
He's got a beard. Big boy.
All right.
Yeah.
I will let him know. Okay. I so appreciate you. You know, you just don't know how this means to me. You know, just for us to be able to get that copy, I'd really appreciate it. But, you know, if you can also send a picture to me, I will Gmail you so I can forward that to our attorneys.
Okay.
That would be amazing as well. I'm sending you a Gmail right now. So.
Okay, let me see you.
Hi, Curtis. Please send it here. Okay. Are you able to check it while we're on the phone, or you have to?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. There you go. I just sent it. Might take like a couple of minutes, so. Do you have Dennis' number, or it's going to be the same number that I'm calling right now?
He ain't going to handle a cell phone. It's going to be here in the house when you call.
Gotcha.
That's why I say give him 10 minutes.
Gotcha.
Have 10 minutes to get down there.
All right. Thank
you. Be walking. Now I'm looking for the D. I mean the title. I know I got it here. Hold on.
Okay.
Hand me the title from over there. I know that's it. What's that paper there? No, well, let me see that one too. The other one. What is it? down here, see if you're seeing papers. Oh, I got it right here. I found it. Thank you.
I sent it to you.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, great.
Trying to make light where I'm getting a picture of it.
Okay.
Let me go and take a look at the pictures.
Okay. Take your time.
I might have to go retag them. I don't know.
Okay.
You know how it is with cameras and things.
Right.
I don't take enough pictures with this thing to know where we got. I found them. He can zoom in on it.
Yeah, we can.
The first one is the best. You there?
Yep, I'm here. I thought you were talking to someone.
Yes, I was trying to study in.
Okay, no problem. If you need more time, just let me know. I'm actually just here on the other line. Oh, great.
Alright, did you send your Gmail?
I did. I just did, 4 minutes ago. Do you want me to send you another one?
I set up a thing to block the ads, and it still don't block them.
Oh, gosh. So you still receive them?
All right, let me see where it's at.
So my name is Alex. Just, I don't know what will I show up on your inbox, but...
Let's see where you are.
Do you want me to send you another one?
It's Alex, right?
Yep, I'm Alex. You have it?
I have confirmed your ID, but I don't see you here.
Let me see. Do you want me to send you another one so I will be on top?
Wait. Here's an Alice Quick that I know about ain't yet. I wrote, that was 11/16. quick loans. I know that ain't it.
That was not me, 11:16.
What time did you send it?
11:22.
That was 11:16.
Let me send you another one just to make sure.
Because I don't see you here nowhere.
Sorry, 1 second. There you go.
How long have they been in business?
Forrest, I believe. He was actually doing construction before. He was actually an electrical engineer when he started,
right.
And then doing a construction, I believe, 8 years, 7 to 8 years.
I've been doing this here how long?
For me, I've been doing this for... let me see, I forgot, like 5 years now.
Right.
But I was with my boss for like the beginning of this year, so currently working for him for like 5 months now. But
right.
On this industry, I've been in this industry for 5 years.
Right.
There you go. I just sent it to you. I'm hoping that you will get my email this time.
Have you sent it?
Yep, I did. 2 minutes ago, so you should receive it. There might be some delay, but you should get it. I sent it to CurtisAustin083@gmail.com.
I see on here B, me, A, 11:30 a.m. title. Hello, Curtis. Then it's got two pictures attached.
That might be, that's B. B is actually my manager. You spoke to her. With the DMV. She's the one who requested a title. Can you hit respond all or reply all?
Wait a minute. I gotta go back in. Shouldn't be no spam mail.
Nope. I'll send you another one just to be sure.
I don't see nowhere.
Curtis, Alex. There you go. I just sent you just a separate email. Again, I'm just hoping that you will get it. Okay, awesome.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's see how I do this. I think it's that one.
Okay. Let me see. Did you send it or not yet?
Let me send it and you take a look at it.
Okay. Thank you.
Maybe you can read it. You should have it. 1136.
Let me refresh my computer and see if I have it.
Be light. Oh, I've seen something where they're doing ways where people don't be using their cell phones, holding them out and carrying on.
That was before, but... Oh, there you go.
Mark Twain is having it done. It's a new type of phone.
I'm sorry, there's a new...
Let me see. I'm trying to see. I'm trying to make it big where I can see it.
Okay. I actually have it here. I have even the vehicle identification number and year 1995. Sounds good. It looks good, actually, the photo that you've sent. Is this just the back of the page, or there's
the
like
front.
The front?
That's the front part. The back part is where you stand and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I send it the day I get my money.
Okay. Great. I will go ahead and send this to the attorney so that they can see it before we can get the copy. But I just
if
did
you don't
let...
Have to come, if it's good enough for him, he might have to come. You give me a call back to let me know within the
All
hour.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm actually sending it right now, so maybe they could let me know.
Yeah. Honey, what's the highest point? What's the highest point in the Philippines that you can go to? Like 300
How much? You asking how much or?
You know, like the highest mountain you can go to.
Are you asking if there's like a mountain tourist spot that? Are you asking
like
for the place or?
Like if it's a danger of flood and stuff. Y'all do have flooding, I know.
We do have a lot.
Are you in a safe place?
Fortunately, I am. I actually live in the farm, like just near the farm, so I'm going to say I'm very safe to where I'm at. I'm not in the area where there's a lot of flooding. Also not in the area where there's like a lot of, I'd say we experienced typhoon, but good thing is that I am not in that area where we get flooded, so.
What about the winds? You know, when you get high wind, what's the most hardest wind you ever saw there?
So the wind... I'm not exactly really sure just because, let me see. I'm going to say that our house is really safe, you know. We don't get that hurricanes like on U.S. or in America where...
Yeah, tornadoes and stuff.
Yeah, tornado. We don't experience that. We only experience like really floods and, you know, but... typhoons, but we don't experience like hurricanes or tornadoes.
I got caught in a water tornado down on Virginia, North Carolina. Yes. It was two of them, sad. When it got right next to us, it missed us by like 300 yards, but when it went by, you couldn't see the road. Road had like 12 inches of water in it. It poured. I had pictures of it.
What happened to you after that? I'm just like curious. Are you...
I was shaking off. I didn't know what was going to happen. Frightening. Very frightening.
The car was
rocking from the wind and stuff. If it came in close, it would have flipped the car over, I'm sure. We may well have drowned.
Well,
it scared the daylights out of us. We went to the highest mountain there that it was, and it was an elevation of 350 feet from sea, you know, from sea.
Oh, my.
Sea
that's
level.
Too high. We don't experience that type of, like, hurricanes or weather here, but... You survived it, so,
yeah.
I mean, that must be, like, I don't know, like, really such an experience that's unforgettable experience.
It used to not have tornadoes here where I live, but now it's nothing to hear be on the lookout for a tornado. Well, how can you be on the lookout for a tornado when it's pitch dark?
That's scary. That is just scary.
You can hear the wind just howling, and you'd be praying when the Lord don't let it hit us. It's nerve-wracking. I thought about building another bungalow to get in. You know, in ground.
Right.
So when that does happen,
I haven't experienced that type of weather.
You know, we're talking about the land and stuff after the water rises. It's going to be a lot of property lost.
Right.
From the melt of the snow and ice, the claim that's going to happen quicker. I pray to God it's a long time before that happens.
Me too.
That's going to hurt a lot of people.
I think we're experiencing it right now, but I'm just hoping that it will be a long time before we can...
Do you know how many people is in the world?
I don't, but I bet there's going to be a lot.
It's 8 billion people.
Wow.
A lot of people. Right, 8 billion.
Billion.
Not million, but billions. I was watching Beverly Hillbillies. I'm sure you've heard of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Sure do.
They are, they hillbillies. They got some money. And so that was, millions.
They're the richest. Yeah. Right. Beverly Hills.
It was billions of dollars. The granny goes, well, I ain't never seen none. Yes, well, I think it's a new type of money, millions. They are so dumb they didn't know what millions was. She goes, I've heard of dollar bills, but not billions.
Is that from experience? I mean, did you actually talk to someone from Beverly Hills?
No, it was on a show. It was a TV show. I'm sure y'all get TV and stuff, right?
Yep.
It's a lot of countries I ain't allowed to have TV. Like
we
North
do
Korea,
have, Curtis,
yep. So. Yeah, if I didn't have TV, I'd go crazy. I like watching these old 1950 TV shows, like Leave It to Beaver and stuff like that. I don't know if you watch any American shows or not.
I do. So right now I'm like watching Survivor.
Yeah,
Survivor.
I like watching shows sometimes.
Okay, I'm actually watching that right now.
Really? What time you go to bed, honey? 2, 3 o'clock.
I'm sorry. What time do I?
Yeah, usually go to bed. It's none of my business. I was just curious.
After work, really. I usually have breakfast with my mom, with my family, and then after that I go to bed.
Right. I hope I'm not keeping you up or nothing.
Well, I'm actually working right now, so I'm really, this is my working hours, Curtis. So.
Right. I know when I used to work, I got $21.50 an hour before I retired. I wish I got that all my life, but unfortunately I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
When I first went to work, my pay was $3.10 an hour.
That was what year?
1970s. That was in the 70s.
70s, right.
And then it went to 4, then 5, then 10, then 15, and 20, and 21.50 is when I retired. I guess it's too much money for us to handle.
That was what year?
2020.
2020, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, 2020, $21.
It went from 18.
Right, because I think the minimum is, right now it's just like looking in fast foods or like 15. I'm not exactly sure though. So.
Right. I know a groceries anymore in stores is so expensive. I remember I used to get a loaf of bread for $1.19. Now it's $5 a loaf. A pack of cigarettes used to be $1.19.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're $10.
Right.
They were ridiculous. They're crazy. What happened?
They claim that
coronavirus that's caused up. Yeah, they claim, they do anything to rip people out of money.
Some inflation.
Like I told my wife back here when she was living, what's the use in getting a raise when the stores are just turning around and raise the prices on food? And the insurance go up and stuff like that. It ain't no need in getting a raise.
Right.
Somebody's there, hold my hand out for your raise. Well, honey, you done with me, baby.
Well, Curtis, no, it's really, really nice to hear those stories, really.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm going to be talking to you again this afternoon.
Yeah. We had a depression here in the 1930s. You go on the internet, you can get out of your Philippines, can't you? Can you go anywhere in the world on the internet? You get Google, don't you?
I can, but I need visa. So.
You go in there and you read the history of the, I just now said it, the depression.
Depression?
Yeah, I'm sure you heard about
it. Absolutely, I've heard of it. It's just not
you,
I think. Everyone
people.
Is affected by that.
Yeah.
Great Depression.
What do you raise? You know, on your farm. You told me.
How do I care about?
What do y'all grow? Fish of some type? On your
not
farm?
Not really fishes, but rice fields, really.
Rice fields.
Yep, that's the main thing.
Yeah,
rice
they
fields.
They claim it in China as a new type of a beast in the rice fields. It looks like sort of like an alligator.
Oh, we don't have that here. We don't have that here in the Philippines, fortunately.
Well, thank God you don't. You don't want nothing like it either.
Yep, I've seen them in zoos, but not really in real life. I'm gonna
right.
say not really in farms, but we have rats,
right.
rodents.
Yeah.
So.
I believe everywhere does. New York is eat up with rats, is what I hear.
That's a problem for, like, rice fields, not alligators, really.
Right. Little ugly rats.
Yep.
Yeah.
They call it, like, farm rats.
Okay, honey. If you ring my phone, I might be asleep. Just give me a couple minutes of you give me another ring, a second ring, I should be up.
Okay. Okay,
might be asleep.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. That talking gets you all the tired.
I try to go to sleep thinking about you going to sleep, and we both can go to sleep.
I'm not. I'm gonna continue working. So.
Oh, honey, you need to take
until
it easy.
5.
You all hyped up and ready to hit for another day, right?
Yep.
Work
well,
and work and work. Work, work, work. Don't play.
I mean,
enjoy
we got to do what we got to do. Right.
You, know
you too. Forrest is actually on his way right now, so he just texted me that he's on his way right now to you, and he should see you around 3 p.m. So.
Right.
All right.
Okay, sweetheart. I'm going to let you go.
Thank you. You
waiting.
Too.
Yes,
absolutely.
I'll be waiting on your phone call.
Thank you, Curtis.
Probably around 2 or so on it.
Yep.
Around
before 3 p.m. Yep, before 3.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll talk to you later, sweetheart. You have
Thank
a good day.
You. You too.
Good night.
Take care.
Good night. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.